grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. So happy to be back. And Carl is going to share with us, I'm sure, some of his great adventures. It's currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios. Is that 59?
Actually, I'm checking. I think I got a bad reading from the weather station I was monitoring. Let's call it 45.
Oh, that's a big
That's a big
12-point change there.
When I first pulled up the weather, we read several stations around town, and I had a problem believing that, so I pulled up, and we're rolling about 45.
Okay, currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with our highs of 79. So it's the last, from what I understand and what I'm hearing the rumble is that we're going to have, like, rainy weekends, and Bobby just said that we're going to have, like, 9 inches in the mountains.
Major storms coming in the Oregon coast and north and northwestern California are going to get hit pretty hard. They're expecting what they call a bomb, which is a Pacific storm that comes up very, very quickly. So if you're traveling, which Brenda and I are going to be doing, take a little precautions. But the storm will move in rather quickly. Could dump up to 8 inches in the upper elevations.
All right. So, again, mostly cloudy tonight with our temperatures around 53. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior discounts and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business. 365-3793. Good morning, everybody. Oh, where's our hump day commercial? Ooh, we forget. So we're going to come back with that, you know, as we come into our next break. How you doing there, Carl?
Oh, is it my turn?
Well, you took a
long break.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And a big shout out to Bob Belongi. Bob, when we're gone, you're the man. And you could, we rely on you. And, you know, Ted Leidy's a great guy and he's a great host. But
Ted, great job.
Great job, awesome, Ted. Yeah.
And, of course, Brenda.
And Brenda. But then, of course, always Trish Clark. But thank you. You're the glue, man, that holds it together.
Well, thank you very much.
It's true. Good morning, everybody. And it's so good to be back. I was in
North Dakota. I need a little more volume on you. Anyway, go
North
ahead.
North Dakota.
What were you doing in North Dakota?
I was hunting. I wasn't shooting. I mean, I was shooting. But there's a difference between hunting and shooting. Because when you're hunting, it's, you know, we were out in the fields of North Dakota, and we're hunting pheasants.
And?
It was great. I was with my buddy Mike Michalak, and just some really, really, really good people. And, you know, Bert, and I want to say just hi and a shout out to Bert and Russ and Benson, Sean, Pat, and Doc. Doc, it was a guy that used to own this. It's a place called the Double J. And it's out there in
90 minutes.
It's like
from the airport.
It's about 90 miles, so it's like 75 minutes or 80 minutes away. They drive in North Dakota, west of Bismarck. It's a nice place to stay, but
the major trek to get there.
It's a straight flat. Get on the freeway and see how fast you can drive.
I'm talking about from Reading.
Oh, from Reading. Yeah. Hey, this is a shout out to everybody that uses Penn Air. If you use Penn Air, which flies out of here, I mean, it's on time, pleasant, and all that. But once you get to wherever you're going, like I flew up to Medford, they do not transfer bags. You've got to leave the area, go down, pick up your bags and baggage, come back through security, and guess what? Or come back and recheck in your bags. And guess what? You get to pay again for that bag.
So
it's something you need to know about. And the
I've been sharing that information. But it's truly like if you were to take a shuttle, like say a car shuttle, it just happens to be an airline shuttle. You get your baggage and then you have to start all over. So it's almost like you're going, you know how sometimes when you'll fly domestic and then you go to international and you have to get your bags from domestic, meaning in the USA, sometimes they won't check all the way through and you have to go through another checkpoint.
Because it very rarely happens in the United States that they don't have agreements. Some of these companies don't have agreements with the smaller airlines. You know, to move their luggage.
But this is the first time in a long time that you've gone out, right? And you did a full-on guy up in the field, 5 days of pheasant hunting.
It was 3 days of pheasant
hunting. 3 days, okay.
So, yeah, and it was great. And I asked him, how many birds are you going to kill this season through his service? And he said, it'll be around 5,000. And you think about that, and you think, gosh, that's a lot of birds. You figure out how many people are going hunting. But let me tell you something. When you are out there hunting in these areas, and there's all different types of areas, this one place we hunted, they have something that's called, you know, it's like rolling thunder. And the birds start getting up in front of you, and they just keep getting up and getting up. I mean, by the hundreds. Yeah, the hundreds. As they're going down, there's just more and more of them getting up. And the way you hunt these big, huge fields is you put a couple guys on the end as their blockers, and then you walk toward them with the dogs. And what that happens is, and these are wild birds. These aren't the kind that you see people out here hunting, you know, in these game, you know, these game ranches and all that. These are ones that they start running, and they run incredibly fast. And the dogs will get up and give, you know, go on to a point. And then the dog lifts its head up because the bird has been running. And so now the dog keeps, you know, moving forward, and you just keep moving forward. And the one field we had, because the grass and the undergrowth was so thick, they were holding. And then, then they would be coming up in front of you. Otherwise, you're making, you know, shots from 20 yards out and this. But it was a fantastic experience. The guys over at Double J are good people. This is not their full-time job. They've got other businesses they work. And Doc coming in from Michigan brought his dogs. And, of course, Mike Michalak's dog, Suka, is a champion. Dog hunted and hunted and hunted and hunted the whole time. And never, it didn't seem like a dog got tired. Anyway,
so
it was a
dream
great
come true on your bucket list. And I think that's so important.
I don't
know
if I'll ever do it again.
Everybody needs to try to fulfill their bucket list.
And this business, Double J Outfitters, the saying is, they've got this, killing is our business and business is good. And I'm looking at that, and Mike buys me this jacket. Thanks, Mike, so much. And it's got that on the back. It's got the big picture of the Outfitters logo, and it's got that on it. And I wear it proudly, but I took it off and carried it through San Francisco to the airport there. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get on an airplane in San Francisco. Bismarck, it's okay, and Reading, it's okay. And not too sure about San Francisco. So I just kind of
get those TSA guys all excited.
Yeah, casually kind of walk through the airport there.
Well, hunting season is open here, from what I understand, because I know the other night when I did Thursday night, we did our Wind River concert, I was looking out, and there were some guys out there in camo.
I tell you what, there's so many stories here. The Cannonball bar in this little town. I mean, you could put the whole town in the downtown area here of Reading. And the Cannonball bar, And there's it just it's hard to explain what this bar looks like, but it was a great place. Anyway, hey, the one good thing coming back was got back into my Sleep Number bed.
Oh, was
with
wonderful?
With my Sleep Number partner. My Sleep Number setting is 60. And
hey, I changed it around while you were gone.
I noticed that.
I did.
Were you sleeping on my side of the bed?
No. Gone, and this is the beautiful.
The wife had the remote.
No, yeah, I had the remote, and exactly. So a couple nights, I left it at 100, and I slept just as well as when I was at, I think I went down to 55 last night. So I move around, and that's the beauty of having, you know, your Sleep Number bed where you have dual control.
Air controls, and right now during the Columbus Day sale, you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever on a C4 mattress for Sleep Number, and trust me, you're going to love it. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go in and see Brian Janis or any of the professionals there, and they're going to let you lay on the bed. They're going to show you how well you can sleep. American made, rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's guaranteed. You don't get any better than that. We're going to take a break here. It's 7:18 in the morning, and it's 48 degrees. And what happened to the Giants?
Oh, the Giants. They're going to say GOP.
Well,
and that too.
And that too. They're both tanking. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Big Bike Weekend 2016 thunders into the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center beginning October 14th. Sign up to participate now at BigBikeWeekend.com and check the schedule of events. The Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, followed by a barbecue dinner and street dance at the Rodeo Grounds. The Big Bike Poker Run and your chance to win $10,000. Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, raffles and prizes, vendors, non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bob Bett on the main stage. Take part or be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. Big Bike Weekend 2016 is family friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center in Redding, Friday, October 14th through Sunday the 16th. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, and Riggs Media Consulting. For registration or for a schedule of events, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and good morning, everybody.
I laugh every time. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's like watching the same old, Laurel and Hardy movie and cracking up.
Because you can just picture it. You can picture
it's like
it.
Like Billy Crystal never gets old.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, gosh, a lot of things going
on. Okay, so what happened with the Giants? What happened? I know you want to talk about it, but.
Well, I'm not a big baseball fan, but. The other night we were watching the Giants. They were behind in something like, I don't know, fourth inning or something, fifth inning. And, you know, most of us just, went off to bed because we're getting up early the next day. And then you find out the next day the Giants came back and beat them in the 13th. But then last night they were way ahead, I guess. And then the Cubs come back and beat them in the ninth. So, you know what? The Giants have, are out of the series, out of the playoffs. But the Cubs are in it, and if the fact that it has Chicago in the name, the name of it, and I just do away with the political portion of the game or of the city when I think of the Chicago Cubs. I just think of them as a team that it's time. They try, every year they try, and they're out of it by June. And when they start in May and they're out of it by June, you figure, okay, what kind of chance do they have? Anyway, so. The Dodgers, I guess, are playing the Washington, whatever the Washington teams is, Washington Nationals. And so we'll see what happens. You know what? I can't help but cheer for the Cubs. Now, where the Cubs are winners, let's look at the presidential race and the two losers we have in this race. Trump is now attacking the GOP along with Clinton. And
I've been having stomach issues.
Well,
I think it's because I'm very upset over. It's just very hard for me to turn on any news organization. I frankly wouldn't want my children. I know this whole thing about how you really want your children to read the papers and be up on things that are going topical.
But this is a good training evolution for kids. And you say, this is what happens. That you've got the media. And so they understand this. Don't ever trust one aspect of the media. You need to go out and you need to check. I try to check every story that's sent to me. This is an opinion show here, I have my opinion on things. My opinion is Trump. He does things that I have no idea why. And
He spews.
And then he says things, he says things from 2005 that are coming back to bite him. It's right. It's locker room talk and they're going back and forth. Well, but he's being taped while this is happening. 2005, and I tell you what, when guys are talking, and Bob, am I wrong? When guys are talking among themselves, things are said, right?
Yeah, and the same happens among women.
And the same thing among women. It absolutely is. But there's no tape record. There's nothing on tape running right then. I mean, otherwise, look what you said in 1998. I mean, holy crap. Yeah, I did say that probably. But whatever it was. But it's 19, and now it's – or it's 11 years later, and it's coming back, and they're beating me over the head with something I'm talking with other guys about.
Electronic media has proved to be real.
But look at Hillary. They're finding emails of her that she's accusing Gulf states of sponsoring terrorism. And nobody say anything. That just hit the front page.
Okay, so let's go back into because we've not really had very much conversation. Okay, Coach Bob is on the phone.
Yeah.
All right, we didn't know it. I didn't know that. So he's been waiting. I'm sorry, Coach.
You nutcases. I've been sitting there listening to you.
Hi. Okay, well, hello.
Coach Bob, I look like a German short hair pointer. I was pointing at your name, and Linda's looking at me going, what?
Yeah. Because if you do a show with the colonel, he's always commanding, so you just get lost. Coach,
yeah.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, two fast things really fast.
Okay.
The Giants' problem was their bullpen. It was all year. They had a rocky time the entire season, in particular since the All-Star break. That's why they lost the game. Bullpen couldn't hold a three-run lead. One good thing coming out of this political year, in my opinion, is what could be the demolition of the Republican Party, and I'm hoping the Democrat Party, too. I'm sick of both of them. I think the public is getting a major slap-in-the-face dose of just how corrupt and useless both sides are. I see the Democrats as totally corrupt, and I see the Republicans as just spineless to do anything about it, which is just as corrupt in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also seeing the media for exactly who they are. And hopefully that will have an effect down the road. I don't have a lot of hope for this election. I will vote for Mr. Trump. Not necessarily because he's the lesser of two evils, although you can make that case.
A lot of
nose
holding.
I will vote for him. Well, yeah, and that's okay. You know, I've been in fish markets before where I do that. But that's why I don't go to Pier 39. I just can't stand the smell. And I would never make it working on a fishing trawler, I'll tell you right now. But the thing is, to me, he is so the contrary of business as usual, and business as usual sucks. And I want business as usual over with. And I will take an abrupt change, and I'll take it like a wreck in an intersection. Just let's do it. That's my opinion. Yeah. And I just wanted to say that, so there you have it.
Well, thanks a lot, Coach
Bob. Thank you. We missed you.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Coach Bob, and this is for everybody, is both of them are just weak people. And I say weak in the sense of they have these continuing things that keep coming up. She is a crook. She is a crook and a person, I think, of low moral value, in that she will sell us out in a heartbeat. And she already has.
Yep.
And then she'll say anything it takes, and then she will sell out to her fat cat friends. Trump, on the other hand, may not sell out to his fat cat trends, but he has got so many things. He says things that are just offensive. And everybody, let's change. But I agree with you. Linda was saying, you know what? If he loses, it's the end of the Republican Party as we know it. But you're right. We need a change. And I hope people wake up to how bad the media really is. Yeah, I'm in the media.
Yes.
But you will never hear that kind of stuff on our show. You know, the things they're doing.
That's absolutely right, Carl.
And you won't. And because, you know, it's like our local people. You know, finally the Record Searchlight finally comes onto the side of the Jedi and is not giving endorsements. Let the people make up their mind. Let the news be as fair-minded as possible, and let the people make up their mind. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, you're right about the media. You're part of the media, but you're part of the honest media, and there is honest media out there. It's just far and few between from the other.
There is.
I was a painter for a lot of years as a painting contractor, over 40, and you would not believe how many people say, "Oh, painter, huh? You must be a heavy drinker." What? Where'd that come from? I guess there's a reputation going back to the lead-based days, you know.
No,
I'm not a drinker. I don't drink ever.
Yeah.
But
wow.
That was the tag.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Wow, well, that's a firstie.
It gets a taste out of my mouth from the oil-based paint. No, that was the excuse.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then it accused cooks of being drunks. You know, it's... You get tagged for something.
Oh, yeah,
and
just because
it becomes the norm.
Because of your profession.
Well, honey, I was in show business.
Yeah, we don't even say what she was saying.
That's even worse.
That's right.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
all
sorry.
Right, coach. Hey, we're
all
take
right, you
break.
Take it easy. Thanks so much.
All
on this
right.
Wednesday,
bye
we're going to.
I'm setting up the band. We're going to play this.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for doing that.
Play some good music.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon, by the way, happy birthday, Sharon. Home Helpers and Home Care Services is more than an in-home care agency. Extended family, when family can't be there, locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. And each customer, they'll go to you and find the solutions to your unique situation. Give them a call at Home Helpers. They're located at 2620 Larkspur Lane. 226-8350. We got to take a break now.
See I have you to on do the... this for Coach Bob.
Okay.
Oops, it's not.
We'll be yeah. right back. KCNR 1460.
Running down the one night stands. Everything around me. Yeah. Got to stop to feeling so low. And I decided quickly. Yes, I did.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. What or where is District 4? District 4 includes Castella, Lakehead, Mountain Gate, City of Shasta Lake, and Northeast Reading. I retired after 32 and a half years from Mare Island Naval Shipyard in Vallejo. Part of that time was spent supervising around 50 to 100 people on three shifts, overhauling the front end of nuclear submarines, managing budgets and design problems. Recently, as chair of LAFCO, working with the special districts, cities, county, and the executive officer, I helped to facilitate the completion of long overdue 50-plus MSRs and SOIs. This required leadership and good communication skills to help keep everyone on the same page. I ask for your vote. Thank you.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's Wednesday, the 12th of October. It's going to be a good day. It's going to go up to 79 and enjoy it. Get everything you need to have done today because tomorrow, here it comes. It's 48 right now, going up to 79, like I said. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Well, we're going to get some rain starting tomorrow. It's going to be coming in. If your sprinklers are still on at your house.
Yeah, they're saying turn off the sprinklers. But the showers tomorrow with a 66 and 90% chance of rain on a Friday. And Bob was telling us it's going to be 9 inches in the mountains. So Saturday is going to be 62. So, you know, again, we're going from sandals to Uggs, is how I call it. You know, tank tops to turtlenecks. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, honey.
And this we have special guests.
Yeah, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Do these little things.
Yes, we do. We must love on our sponsors.
Located on Eureka Way and Court Street, and you're not going to find a better place to work out and to meet great people. Absolutely clean facility, indoor swimming pool, saltwater swimming pool, Bohem Spas in there. This is not just a gym. This is truly a club. You can do and great trainers, the spinning, they've got it all at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop by, and I tell you what, they'll take you through the place, and once you see it, you will never go anywhere else to work out.
Sounds great.
TEDx, Reading, October the 15th. Rachel Hatch.
Quite serious.
Yes, I know. He's come back off this trip. He's been in North Dakota.
I've been an environmentalist. I became a feminist out there. I was just killing males. You know? I was trying to level the playing field. I was trying to level the playing field for the women pheasants.
Always kind.
The female pheasants. I was only thinking of them.
Well, welcome to the show this morning, Rachel
Thank
Hatch
you.
And Joshua.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. Now, TEDx, fantastic. You guys have been behind TEDx now, coming to the Reading area and creating this wonderful platform.
Gosh,
tell us what's happening here, and it's this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday afternoon at the Reading Civic. We have live local speakers and performers who are going to be on the Civic stage. If you've ever seen a TED Talk, it's about 18 minutes or less, super wide range of topics. And this year we've got a really great lineup, and Joshua Johnson is one of the people who's going to be speaking.
Joshua walked in this morning, and he has this wonderful, it's a rendering, artist rendering of a beautiful home, and it looks like who are you, and what are you about? Talk to us about what we're going to hear from you at TEDx.
Well, I moved to Reading a couple of years ago, and we started working on looking at the land around here, looking for a project that we could do real estate development that would kind of go against the epidemic of isolation that we've experienced with our neighborhood designs and create a neighborhood that had natural, easy connectivity to neighbors. So we found this great project down in South Reading, 21 homes, and we're ready to move forward on it this fall.
And it's called?
Shiloh Park.
Shiloh Park. Shiloh. Mm-hmm. Cool. Shiloh Park, after, you know, we have a favorite person to do Shiloh, it was your name. Yeah, that's an imaginary.
Probably
but you're making it real.
I'm glad it connects.
Yeah.
probably not named after the Civil War battle, Shiloh, though.
No, it is not.
No.
It actually means
the bloodiest day of the Civil War.
I'm trying to get into the visual, because I'm sure you'll have slides and you'll have a visual presentation. But I'm trying to see, you know, with our radio audience, when you talk about a connectivity of a neighborhood, does this mean no fences?
No, it actually means that there's plenty of space for introverts and extroverts to retreat, but that there is intentional design for connectivity. So one of the ways you'll see this is with large front porches and setback garages. Instead of the garage being the front and focal point, we're going to make people and pedestrians the focal point.
So you're setting. So you really you're going back like 100 years, almost.
Yes, in a way.
Because I remember my.
When they had a carriage house in the back.
This was my grandmother's house, big 2-story house in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Big porch, screened in porch, and everybody'd sit out there on the porches. And your garages were down behind the house. like this. And it was, you know, people walking by and all this.
I've never had garages in the front of houses or on the side by the side. I've never seen the visual aspect, but
we've compressed and pushed everything up. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great idea.
So it's like for people to ride their bikes and, you know, just interact.
Yeah. You know, and some of the other things that we did is instead of everyone having these large quarter-acre lots and with a lot of space that they have to maintain, we carved out an easement around the outer edge of the property where we created three common areas, one for a community pool, another for a natural playground, a half-mile walking trail so that you can enjoy the outdoors and walk around the property. And we're also planning to plant a one-acre vineyard because it used to be really rich soil for that already. So, you know, it's just bringing these components of community and stewardship together, gardening, play, and connecting neighbors. Really, we call it a culture of belonging.
I like it.
Trying to create a new culture where people feel like our neighborhoods are safe because I know my neighbors. And that's one way of going about some of the public safety things. I think if we know each other, it's like half the battle.
Mm-hmm. And when you do your studies, Josh, are you finding that in these neighborhoods, if they've launched before, it's usually up-and-coming new married couples that really want to have their children be able to play with other children? Do you get very many seniors?
Oh, yeah. You know what I've found in all the conversations I've been able to have with people about this vision is that millennials and seniors have a lot in common.
Hmm. Yeah.
What they're starving for is a moving away from this isolation and this epidemic. They want more urban walkability. They want to feel connected. Seniors want, really, they have so much to offer us, not just in wisdom and things like that, but when they can be investing in youth and around younger life, I think, you know, their life is better. But also, transversely, our life is better when we're around it. So really what I hope for Shiloh Park is that we have a real diversity of age there. I traveled all the way to Portland to visit with a couple that I really would love to see down here. And I'm meeting with seniors all the time and saying, oh, you know, just the right people that just have that great sense about them to invest in the next generation.
But people can have they can have fenced-in backyards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, neighborhoods like they used to, like our neighborhood now, we're all getting to know each other. It's been like 7 years. But we've got new people moving in, and everybody now is
a resurgence.
It's kind of resurgence of meeting each other and having little things going on. You know, so when a new person moves in, everybody runs over to them and probably scares them because we try to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The girls get together. They've got a little girls' gang out there that chases bad people off the street. They run out there and they give them the shoulder and call the cops.
I can see it now.
Well, I really love that what you're, Josh, and I think this is really cool. So, you know, how can we have a positive impact and hit something that, again, that's growing in the North State here in Reading? So you can hear Josh this Saturday, October 15th. And what other kind of speakers do we have, Rachel Hatch? So, we have entertainers and speakers.
That's right. Yeah, anybody who's been to Moonstone Bistro, the restaurant, you probably have met Che, the chef.
Love it.
Quite a life force.
Yes.
And, you know, so here's this guy who's run a business, who's overcome a lot of adversity. And what we see is a well-oiled machine in that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to share a little bit about his experience.
And Tanya.
And Tanya.
Because, you know, that's
Goodman.
A power couple.
Yep. And, I mean, just getting to know both of them in this process.
Aaron's going to be there, right? Aaron Reznor?
Aaron Reznor from Dutch Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to talk about
another power couple.
Business and culture. And, you know, what it is to actually, you know, kind of similar to what Joshua was saying. What is it? What if we designed a world where it mattered to us to know our coworkers? And that's really part of how Dutch Bros approaches the way that they engage their staff and customers.
There is a family feeling about them, and I have yet to meet and I'm sure there are some out there, a Dutch Bro that doesn't like what they're doing. And I mean, from the ones that just started to you know, now, you know, and what you know, Aaron and
Chris
are doing, are pushing out they're people that have done well into starting their own.
Right.
But we, what Josh, you said it's going to be in South Reading. This is
yes.
what you're thinking about?
Yeah, right off of the Gervan,
okay.
273.
Because here's the question, is where is that going to be in South
right.
Reading?
Right. We've got our chat pack, and so people are interested. And if they don't call in, they'll write in. So that's great. Now, your projection for this, and if you want to know more about this, Josh is going to be doing his live presentation at the TEDx at Civic. Let's talk a little bit before we take a break quickly. Tickets, time, mm-hmm. Have you hold over, but let's talk a little bit quick before our break.
So this Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m., and we have a conversation break because a lot of the people who are there, they want to see the speakers, but really they also want to talk with each other. There's a complimentary reception afterwards, 5 to 6:30, and tickets are at readingcivic.com.
Okay, TEDx and Civic. We're going to hold Rachel and Josh over because there's some other things we want to talk about too. We've got some people calling in, and so feel free to call in. And I know that may not be this subject, but you've been holding. So the last thing here is there is a, as we know, Halloween's coming up, and a father of two, of a 2-year-old, posted on the neighborhood watch group that he wanted everybody to PM their candy status for his kid. In other words, they're going to have candy, and if they're not going to have candy.
Personal
and
message him?
He PM'd everybody, letting them know who would be home to deliver candy or not to his 2-year-old. It's a candy status map. And what happened? I swear, this is what's
no,
coming
it's
in.
Not. It's not funny.
Happened,
it is funny, but it's
what
true.
What happened to just the lights run or lights
yeah.
are off? Lights are on, you come
yeah.
to the house, lights are off, you don't. And then he wanted to know.
Are you worthy for my stoppage?
He wanted to know if you're going to be home or not. Yeah, like we're going to talk. We're going to say, yeah, I'm going to be gone October 31st. Just come on in my house. Take everything, the dog, the silver, everything. Just take it. Anyway, but if we reached that point, PMing people saying, and putting out the candy status map in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
and I want a quality rating of
yeah.
the candy
oh,
as well.
Oh, here it comes.
Snickers
is
or
this,
not?
Is this wrapped candy, or is this something I'm going to have to go through to make
miniature
sure?
Miniature
like,
size or, you know, store-bought size?
Are you
going
to give me an apple that we have to chop up in little pieces
no,
to see
no
if there's
apples.
Something in it? Or
nothing homemade.
Or who's giving my child the chorizo?
No. I don't even make it up, Carl. It's weird.
Chorizo,
that's why our lights are off.
The chorizo lollipop.
I mean, Carl has a.
We got to take
we
a
have
break.
The lights
Stop
off,
it.
But we do have
wrap.
A bowl of candy.
Oh, we have a bowl of candy.
Nobody comes.
Well, even we had the lights on. But maybe our neighborhood is changing. This portion of the show brought to you by Full Winds Jewelry. I'm going to go in there on October 31st with a because they have great stuff there, too. Full Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry, the only trained watch repairman, the only full-service jewelry store.
Candy status.
In Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can design, build it. They've got watch repair. They've got it all. Four Winds Jewelry and great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Give them a call, 222-2750, or better yet, stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
You can blow it up. You can blow it this. You can blow it that. You can blow it this. You can blow it that.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of 2 small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
It's tent sale time this weekend, all weekend, and Reading Key is moving them all to the Mount Shasta Mall. This is the big one.
You'll save lots of money with 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2016 Optimas, Fortes, and Rios, and 2017 Fortes and Sorentos.
Get $2,500 Kia customer cash on all 2016 Fortes and Optimas.
Choose from 52 new Optimas and 38 new Sorentos while they last.
And leasing's easy with $6,900 Kia lease cash on 16 Sedonas and $4,600 Kia lease cash on 17 Sorentos.
Don't miss this sale this weekend at the Mount Shasta Mall. All of the cars will be there and priced to move.
Complimentary oil changes for life with every vehicle purchased. It's going to be fun.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charges on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Must lease through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer ends 10/31.
Redding Kia's at the Mount Shasta Mall this weekend.
RedingKia.com.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back.
What's the weather like, Linda?
To KCNR's. Wait for that beat. Bob Belongi always does it.
Here we're going.
There, it feels very TEDx.
We're going TEDx.
It does feel very, yeah. Is that how the music we're hearing when we come? No, just kidding. Saturday, October 15th, by the way, it's currently 40, some of 50 degrees here. Our highs today are going to be 79. Another beautiful day today. But tomorrow, folks, the weather changes. Chance of showers like 50%. So expect rain on Thursday. And then Friday, we are definitely in Rain City with 65. And then on Saturday, we get to 62. The forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, 365-3793.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda. Josh's plan sounds so good to me. There's a street in San Jose called Cypress Avenue. And all the houses were built in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And they all have their garages are all way back. And I always liked walking down that street because I liked the garages in the back. There was an architect who wrote a book called The Two-Car Garage with a House Attached. And I just think that that's a great idea that he has. And the reason that they put the garages, attached them to the houses was so it would be convenient for the women coming home from shopping. They could go into the garage with their car, and then they could take their groceries in. And that was what it was. But anyhow, what I really wanted to call about was, with the revelation that came out at the end of the week about Trump.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting that it was President Bush the Elder's nephew who did the interview, and it appears from what that it sounds like Trump didn't know that he was being recorded. And if that's the case, that's a violation. That's against the law.
Well, you know what? Anytime that there's, and it may be. So we'll just say, oh, I was being recorded. I didn't know about it. But this, I'm still. A jerk.
I mean, it's still that doesn't excuse him. But still, I mean, I think it's that sneaky,
right?
Sneaky spy,
right?
Thing of the Bushes,
right? Hey, Kay, we got to move
on.
Okay. Thanks, Kay.
Okay.
Because your first part was talking about how great it was, and talking about Josh's. Yeah. Josh's
But you know,
idea.
This is a call-in program. Anybody's always welcome to, you know, their comments. And people, people are bugged. They got stuff in their craw, like,
yeah, and you're,
like
right,
you're saying. Okay. So TEDx, here's a very positive move in the forward motion with local speakers and performers live on the Civic Stage 2 to 5. Rachel, how have these been going, the TEDx performances?
Terrific. The speakers have been hard at work preparing their talks and their musical performances. And, you know, Josh is just one example where he's been thinking about what if we design neighborhoods so that people are known to each other. We also have Scott Seaton, who's from the North State Symphony,
yeah,
kind of young avant-garde.
Scott has been on
music
here
director
several times. Yes.
He's fantastic. And he's going to talk about some of the experiments that he's doing actively to make the symphony relevant to the 21st century. So he's going to be great. Heather Wiley, who's a Shasta College professor, is going to talk about community colleges and their role, you know, in our future in education and learning. We also have actually Janessa Gans Wilder, who's right. She grew up in Reading. She went on to go into the CIA, spend some time in the Middle East, and now she's running an organization called the Euphrates Institute. They basically do peace building. So they you know, take groups of maybe 30 people to the Middle East and expose them to a wide range of issues and are building peace right here in Reading.
Kind of like what she was doing in the CIA, taking groups of people and exposing them to the Middle East.
To the diverse.
The diverse elements of the Middle East. But now she's doing it probably in a different mindset.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But she gets both, you know, she gets all those approaches. So she's a really smart,
she lives
sharp
here,
person.
Then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have, you know, I'm seeing just a list of guests that we can have because you know how we're pushing, you know, the future of Reading and our millennials, and but also our, as you said, Josh, both sides of that. We need to work together, the somewhat older crowd and the millennials coming up. And this is what things are going on with TEDx. And over there at the Shasta Venture Hub, I mean, it's just so much the city's getting ready to just – I wish the city could see how close we are to jumping out there. Okay, who else is going to be on?
So we have Mark Soderwall, who's a game designer, speaking of Shasta Venture Hub. Whoa. He runs Indie Game U, that's housed out there at the Venture Hub. And he's one of those people who grew up in the game developer space, ended up in Reading, and now he's teaching what he knows to other people who want to do that.
You're seeing guys out there with this idea that the idea is just so simple, but it's so good. On this one game technology, the Angels got, you know, the Angels gave money to him and all this. That, you know, this could be a billion hits. I mean, on their idea. I mean, and not just, you know, forever, but I mean, they could have a billion hits a month on it.
You're talking about AdJoy.
AdJoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
which Mark is also involved with.
Huge.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
So he's great. He's going to talk about entrepreneurialism a bit, as is Sydney Lai. She grew up in Red Bluff. And now she's known globally as an expert in rural innovation in particular. Mm-hmm. So how do you do startup stuff in rural spaces? And she's going to talk about that. We have mental health is a really important issue here. So we have a speaker, Amanda Flowers Peterson, who's going to talk about mental health advocacy.
I've interviewed her before. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She packs a punch, for sure.
Okay, now this is at TEDx. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock, and it goes to 5 o'clock. But then you've got time left over for people to converse and interact with the speakers.
Exactly. Yeah, every time we put one of these on, our audience, just they don't want to leave. And so we just figured, okay, we'll just have a little party.
This isn't just – and by the way, this isn't for gearheads here, okay? This is for people that want to see – kind of get a glimpse of the future. Of course, Rachel, you are – our local futurist here.
Mm-hmm.
And you work for the
Institute for the Future, which is based in Palo Alto.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but it gives you an idea, like things that Josh are doing or other things you're seeing, how to make the community better, how to make it stronger, how to reach out and get ideas. I mean, I'm sold on it. I mean, obviously, I'm part of the that one end of the demographics are taking the coding classes. But this thing about the rural startups, great idea.
Yeah, people don't realize that there are individuals here who are building the future today. So part of the goal of TEDx Reading is to put those, you know, aggregate those people in one place so that we can start to feel how that future is coming to life already.
I think, of course, it's a great idea. I'm just trying to think, you know, how you could do this in such a way that you really encompass so many people. And is going to be videotaped there?
Mm-hmm.
Are people going to have access to it if they can't be there to be able to see it and all these?
Yeah, Nathan Grubbs is such a talented creative who lives here, and he's doing the videography. All the talks are going to be available online afterwards.
And these sound like just great guests, Linda, for us to have on your whole list here. I mean, we've had Aaron and Chris on before several times. So, I mean, and found out their, you know, Chris just opened up to us one day about how they built what they had. It was great. But these other people I think would be really interesting to have on to talk about here in Reading. So,
and if you want to see about the new development that's happening the integrity behind it, go see Josh again
this weekend.
What he's presenting with this new lifestyle, I would say. It's almost
TEDx
a lifestyle.
Reading, Saturday, October the 15th. Doors open at 1:30, shows at 2 p.m. Tickets are $40, student tickets are $30. Complimentary reception to follow. Innovation doesn't have to be imported.
That's
we
right.
got it right here. All right.
Right.
Great. Thank you so much, Rachel and Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to be back with Chief Rob Politti, Reading Police Chief, talking about how what's going on with crime and our local things that are happening here. We'll be right back.
And Town Hall News brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Reading.
From townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. employers posted the fewest jobs in 8 months in August. Assigned job gains will likely remain modest in the coming months. The Labor Department says job openings dropped nearly 7% to 5.4 million. Amid growing tensions between Donald Trump and some leaders in his party, a new snapshot shows Congress remains incredibly unpopular among many American voters.
Just 18% of Americans approve of the job Congress is doing, according to a just-released Gallup poll. And bucking a trend, support from the majority party Republicans is lower than from Democrats. Just 14% of Republicans say Congress is doing a good job. 22% of Democrats say so. Support for Congress has remained below 25% since the first year President Obama took office.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, authorities in North Carolina are renewing their appeals for people to leave parts of the state that are threatened by rising floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
There have been evacuations ordered in the city of Greenville, the town of Princeville, which continues to get hit. I think that town's basically all evacuated. The Black River Basin in Pender County and various areas, Lenoir County.
McCrory says flooding across the eastern part of the state is expected to get worse before it gets better. Toyota Motor Corporation recalling 340,000 gas electric hybrid Prius cars around the world for a defect in their parking brake. Yuri Kageyama reports this new recall puts Toyota in the spotlight once again.
Prius is their flagship model, and so it is tarnishing their reputation to have a recall on such an important vehicle.
94,000 of those recalled Priuses are in North America. Looking to Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes. Right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 12 points. The high-tech NASDAQ also off by 12. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Amid recent reports of creepy clown sightings, McDonald's says Ronald has been keeping a low profile lately.
The fast food giant says it's being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events. The company isn't providing any other details about how often its red-haired mascot makes appearances or how that might change. The decision comes after a rash of pranks around the country that have involved eerie clown sightings. The reports have forced police in some areas to respond.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. An online retailer has pulled a Halloween costume that made light of the recent jewelry heist involving Kim Kardashian West. Time.com says the ad for the Parisian heist costume on Costumish featured a bound-and-gag Kardashian lookalike wearing a white robe and sporting a giant ring. The company says it's sorry if it offended anyone. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. At least seven people have reportedly been killed in Aleppo in a second consecutive day of airstrikes on rebel-held neighborhoods of the Syrian city.
The pause in bombardments on East Aleppo is over. Activists report continued Russian airstrikes today in central neighborhoods of the city, which sit close to the east-west divide. The death toll is likely to rise because many are unaccounted for under collapsed buildings, and others remain in a critical condition. Syria's military had announced it would scale back air attacks to allow for citizens to leave the area, but it is unclear whether any did.
That's BBC's James Longman reporting. Lawmakers in the East African country of Burundi have overwhelmingly voted in support of a plan to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. That is something that no country has ever done before. The decision escalates a bitter dispute with the international community over the human rights situation in Burundi. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, October the 12th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and get your phones out. Put them in your lap, because we're getting ready to rock here. KCNR1460.com, we're streaming all over the United States right now, and the world, come to think of it. It's 48 degrees right now, going up to 79. It's a good day. Get all that stuff done, because trust me, tomorrow the rains roll in, and they roll in this weekend. So if you've got something to do, do it today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a veteran business with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, showers. Thursday night, heavy rain. Friday, heavy rain. Saturday, rain. More rain. Saturday night, it starts to get a little cloudy, but still rain. Sunday, rain. Sunday night, rain. Monday, chance of showers. But mostly cloudy with a high near 65, and it's going to be cold. Now, the reason that Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti is giving me thumbs up is because that pushes people out of the area. That pushes people that may be having that we call troublemakers.
Mother Nature has a way of doing that, but I'm also giving a thumbs up because I want the lake full for my boat next summer. But,
oh, okay.
You know, one of the things I do want to say about the rain, you know, if the forecasts hold true, you know, we're going to get a lot of rain real fast.
Yeah.
So low-lying areas, other
safety.
Things,
okay,
safety
for
of
safety
driving.
Reason. Right.
You know, we're actually, I talked to the storm drain guys yesterday in Public Works, and they're actually feeling pretty good about this storm. The leaves are falling later. There's not a lot of leaves in the gutter to clog it up. They're ready, and they're poised to go out and clear, you know, areas where they have that. But even if you're not in the city of Reading and you're out in the county, there's a lot of low-lying areas that have water. If you see water flowing, don't take the risk. Find another way home. Go visit a friend. Do something because, you know, we had a couple deaths last year because of people trying to cross low, fast-moving water.
Okay, Bob just reached for me. I've already knocked over my coffee cup and kind of, like, scratched things. He almost got bleeped for the first time in 8 years, and he was reaching for the delay, but I didn't. That word did not escape my lips, but they were escaping my lip, and Bob was reaching for the delete button right before we started because talking to the Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. There's been a change to the trespassing rule.
Well, we found a case. We found case law, and we got educated a little bit because we were doing it wrong, and we had to correct our policies. It's not necessarily all trespassing. It's trespassing in businesses that are open to the public. So, for instance, where we used to be able to, let's say the business arrested somebody for shoplifting and they said, we don't want you back in our store. Well, if there's no court order saying that, we can't necessarily go and remove them for trespassing anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't find something else. If they're under the influence or if they've committed some other crime, that we can't take them. So we still want people to call the police. So if nothing else, we can keep the peace.
So
we're not responding
is,
to them. But I can't necessarily show up anymore and
so
remove
them
from the business.
So what you're saying is you've got a dirtbag who's come in there and stolen stuff out of this person's store several times. They see this guy come in again. You get out of here. You get out of here. They can't force him out. They can't tell him to leave. He doesn't have to leave. Is that what you're saying?
The new trespassing law interpretation by the California courts say that that person, if your business is open to the public, they have a right to go into that store to utilize the public utility.
Okay. How about this? Let me throw this another thing then. I'm carrying a concealed weapon and I'm inside that store. Oh, you've got a concealed weapon. For some reason they see it. You've got to leave the store. No, I don't.
They can't. It doesn't apply under the trespassing law. And if you have a legal right to carry your gun,
it does not apply. So they cannot force me to leave that store. And you will not come.
We will come and we will keep the peace. And that's one of the things I want to get out to the business community is that as we've done this and as we've educated the business community, they seem to think that, well, now don't call the Reading Police Department. No, still call the Reading Police Department. We'll come and we'll do what we can. But we want to set realistic expectations of what the law is and what we can and what we can't do. And we had to create a training bulletin that kind of explains it to the officers and what the parameters are. And we've discussed it with the district attorney's office so that we're following the law as it's been interpreted by the courts.
Does this mean like a bar can't 86 a problem person anymore?
Now, if you're creating a problem, that's different because there's different laws that cover disturbing the peace
and other things.
But I say call us and let us come and see what's going on.
So you go to a bar and you made a complete jerk of yourself, and so you're 86'd out of the bar. That doesn't mean you can't come in the next night because if you're not doing anything,
correct,
you have a right. So what you're saying, a business owner, those signs, we have a right to refuse service and all this stuff means absolutely nothing.
And I'll get you our training bulletin that we put out on trespassing. And, we've sent it to the local security guard companies and local businesses so that they understand, you know, what's going to happen because we don't want confusion when we get there.
So business owners have no rights anymore.
Well, it's not what I would call a good decision by the courts of California.
What about – well –
we can do whatabouts all day long.
So you're saying now this decision by the courts of California who say that businesses have no say anymore about who can come in, even if the guy is stolen or the girl is stolen from them before.
Typically, it would require a court order.
A court order.
A restraining order to keep the person out of the business. But like I said, call the police. Let us come and look because if the guy's under the influence, if the guy's got drugs in his possession, if the guy's got warrants, if the guy's violating a Reading Municipal Code, there's a lot of other things that we may be able to do. So still call the police and let us come evaluate what you have. Just understand where we are with the trespassing laws. You can't just say, I want him arrested for trespassing because I told him to leave because it may not apply anymore.
He can't be arrested, but he can't even tell them to leave because can you tell them to leave the store?
It doesn't necessarily mean we can arrest them for trespassing if they don't want to go.
But you can't tell them to leave either.
Right. So let's just call the police, let us come there, let us evaluate it, and let us do what we can to try to help the business.
So when did the clowns start running the circus?
Don't just tell about
Rob,
2011.
Rob, I respect you, and I understand
about 2011.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're, you know, what
up
this
against
thing is. But what this is doing to locals and to businesses,
I'm
going down to Best Buy today. I'm going to pick up a large screen TV and walk out with it because they're told don't say anything to them, call the police, and you walk out and you come and pick me up. We just drive off.
Well, not in my
no, not in my car. Well, you wanted a Carl tirade. Yeah, I gave you one.
Yeah.
I am still so hot now, right now. That goes. Oh,
look at what's happened lately time that I came here. Okay, in 5 years, you have prison realignment. That was a 3-judge decision that we had them overcrowded in prison. You have the voters pass Proposition 47, made all drugs misdemeanors. Things like this. the courts and their decisions on, you know, transient camps and how long we have to store stuff, how long we have to, you know, give them notice. Now what they're trying to do is they're, and I've got the city attorney looking at this, is now what they're doing to Bob Brown is when he tags the camp that it has to be removed, they move it 100 feet. So do we have to tag it again because they moved? It's like a car that you tag for abandon. If it rolls,
right,
you know, we can't take it then. So
well, put your hand, put your fingers over the delete button. Here's yeah. the first. Here, I'm serious. Okay, I won't say it.
Good. Just
this is
deep breath. There's a way to say it without.
Just to give you an idea, and I know that the listeners can't
see
this.
Let's take a break. Let's just take a break.
Look at that photo.
Oh.
We have overflowed our shed of homeless property in the back of the police department. We're stacking it up in the parking lot.
Okay. It's a pile of stuff that's under tarp and all this. This is all the stuff that they've picked up from these homeless camps because you have to keep it for how long?
90 days.
And who says 90?
The courts.
You can't just throw it out.
No, nope. There's other places that only keep them 30.
Nope. The courts changed that in the Sacramento decision a few years ago.
Okay, so. 90 days, so they've overfilled that.
You got to remember, too, that when the courts put something out as a guideline for the homeless, we try to go over that a little bit because we don't want to be the next lawsuit because Sacramento lost like $800,000 and Fresno, the city of Fresno, was $1.6 million. But in 8 months alone, Bob Brandon has already removed 149,000 pounds of trash from public open space from transient camp.
We need to take a break right now. And Beth, I'm going to come back, and here's one of the questions. As I know, even I know this answer. Is the seven-day notice the policy or law? And that was the law, right? You had to give them a chance to move, or is that a policy?
The policy is 7 days. I believe the law says 72 hours.
Okay, well.
So we're going over that just to make sure that we're safe and we don't get sued because the lawyers for these groups are constantly watching what cities are doing. And we've already.
If you go to 72 hours, though.
We've already been questioned by them on our policies and what we're doing.
Okay, we got to take a break 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 20 years. It's a great place, voted best in the North State. This is who we use, a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm going to go out and do some push-ups and reload my pistol. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
Thank you.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
Big Bike Weekend 2016 thunders into the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center beginning October 14th. Sign up to participate now at BigBikeWeekend.com and check the schedule of events. The Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, followed by a barbecue dinner and street dance at the Rodeo Grounds. The Big Bike Poker Run and your chance to win $10,000. Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, raffles and prizes, vendors, nonstop entertainment featuring DJ Bob Bed on the main stage. Take part or be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. Big Bike Weekend 2016 is family friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center in Reading, Friday, October 14th through Sunday the 16th. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, and Riggs Media Consulting. For registration or for a schedule of events, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Our did that.
You did?
I'm sorry. Okay, budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds here. You know, Budget Blinds has got the best window coverings as anybody that you're ever going to find anywhere. It's the latest in the possibilities, the function, the filtered light, should there be a lining, all of these questions. Well, Jerry or one of his people are going to come out there. He's going to look at your windows, they measure them, they bring out all these samples. You're not going to get a better deal, first of all, than from Budget Blinds, but it will also fit your decor. It fits your budget. It's got it all right there at Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out budgetblinds.com.
You had me all for clept because you've been you're on a tirade here.
Oh no, I'm jumping up and down and
you're
Rob,
pointing at things and you're raising
so
your voice Chief and I'm saying, okay.
Going, Carl, this is what the law says.
All right,
and I'm jumping up and down saying, Mom and Pop got a store and a dirt bag's in there, and he comes in and if you tell him to leave and don't touch him because now you're going to get arrested for assault. And let's go to the phones. John.
Yeah, this is Carl.
This is Carl.
Man, I've been listening to you for a couple of months now. I'm a veteran. I'm a local truck driver. And I just, you know, I'm like you. I've been jumping up and down for 2 months now. I'm really getting tired of listening to, you know, our chief of police, our city manager and everybody. What is it? The rhetoric police? That's all they tell us what they can't do and the reasons why they can't do it. You know, what's our money going down the drain?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Is our money going down the drain?
Well, I'm here to enforce the law, not violate it. So I don't make the law and I don't interpret the law, but I have to abide by it and I have to uphold it.
Absolutely. Let's do the song and dance, you know, and here we are still putting up with the same old problems over and over again.
You know, John, I can tell you're angry, man, and I tell you there is so many people that have it too. But if it becomes, you know, they go in there and they grab somebody and they throw him out of the store, trust me, the next thing is there's a $1 million lawsuit coming. So, we're screwed that way too.
We just stand on the sidelines and listen to what we can't do and tie our hands. It's like our guys over in war, you know, they're trying to fight a war with their hands tied behind their back. And it's just happening all over the United States, and it's getting ridiculous.
It's getting worse every day.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John. Man, I'm feeling for you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no, man, I'm feeling it for you, man.
And, you know, I have to say, please, let me have my little 2 cents worth in here. You're right. We have the chief of police on. And you know what? There are laws that come down from the high court.
And let's not forget
that. And you
that.
Have to follow the law. Wouldn't it be nice to be the guys from Tombstone and come in and make your own law. But you can't. That's just the way it is. And no, I can imagine how frustrating it must be from somebody who is trying to enforce the law.
What? Yeah.
And maybe not always agree with what the law is, because the law has just become, okay, let's face it, have we become so liberal, so mamby-pamby, so politically correct, that it, like what you're saying this morning, and the laws that have passed that you have to enforce, Carl just became enraged. Because, and you also know, as a chief of police, and plus you being in National Guard, National Guard.
Okay.
Yes. Robert, the answer is yes.
Tell us how you feel. I realize you've got to, you have to set the example. You can't go, I'd want to thrash those guys, because everybody that all your guys are down are going, oh, okay.
Yeah, we want to take people to jail if they commit a crime. You know, I didn't come up with AB 109. If you commit a crime, look at what the governor's doing now with Proposition 57. You know, he says parole for nonviolent offenders. Okay, but what's nonviolent?
Rape
of an unconscious woman, solicitation of murder, assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer.
Believe me,
the police officers are just as frustrated as you are when we arrest the same people over and over and over again, and there's nothing. I'm not sure when punishment became programs and services and criminals became clients, but we're there, folks. And, you know, whether I like it or not, that's the laws that I have to uphold.
What about, here's a question here, and this is not in your purview, but the question is why can't we, say, lease property, city property to somebody for a dollar, and they give full rights, and the city can do anything they want, but if it's leased to somebody, then they can move that stuff off there immediately. In other words, Library Park, okay, we're going to lease this to this person, and, you know, the city has use of it, and all blah, 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 but then that person then can just clean that park up.
Well, if it's still city property, I think, to be a city attorney decision. And and remember, these rules that we have to abide by, you know, for the transient cleanups and other things, they apply to government officials cleaning up public land. A private property owner always has the right to clean his own property, and he doesn't have to give the notices and everything else that we do. But when it comes to the public open spaces, we have to give notice, and we have to store the property, and we have to, believe me, it's frustrating to me to see my back parking lot stacked with trash. And we have to keep it if it has any value. And the courts are even redefining value. So,
what's value?
Well, is it value to you, or is it value to them? I'm sorry. If Bob Brandon goes out and the sleeping bag is so soiled with feces and urine, we're not keeping it. We're throwing it away. But according to the courts, that may have value to the person that's there, that owned it, that had it.
I just threw up my mouth. Okay. You know, I think there ought to be a season. Okay, I'm sorry. we're here with Chief Rob Pelletti. He just said is that the courts are redefining what trespassing is, which is taking away your rights, by the way. If you have a business that's open to the public, you have no rights anymore.
There's special sections in there for if they're disrupting the business and doing other things.
I understand
but
that.
But if they're not doing anything and they're just shopping, it doesn't mean we're going to be able to come
ready,
and throw them out.
They're shopping to see what they're going to steal next.
Correct. Just because you don't want them there doesn't mean if your business is open to all the public, the way that many of our stores are, that's where it creates
a
problem.
Can they say you can't bring a pack inside?
They
no.
still have the right to do some of those things to restrict, but you know it is getting ridiculous.
It's past ridiculous.
But call the police. Let us evaluate what's there,
we'll do
what we can.
Let's go to the phones. Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, you guys? How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you, Terry?
Doing good. I've got a couple of questions, and you're going to take a break pretty quick.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to ask the first one. I'll hold on to ask the second, if I may.
Let's see what the first one is.
The first one is. The need of CSOs is something that we have, and I know, Rob, you've advocated to get five. And you told me in a conversation it was about $400,000. Well, we have Measure D and E coming up, and that's going to give more money for police. But last week, the city council had on their agenda that they're looking at buying a piece of property that would be about $500,000. Couldn't they spend that money on the five CSOs that you need, and couldn't that be like a goodwill type of thing, saying, hey, we've done this for 2 years, we want to prove that what we're doing is not a shallow campaign promise, and what we'd like to do is get those five CSOs for our police department, and then we'll go for the measure, and we're doing this, taking this $400,000 out of the rainy day fund, rather than buying a golf course, which is what they're looking at doing. So I kind of want a response on that, and then I have another quick question.
Well, whether or not what they do, I mean, you'd have to ask counsel what their decisions are on that. I will
you would need that money, yes.
Well, I will always take staffing. You know me. I will always take more. The D&E actually calls for the addition of 13 CSOs. And so we're going to put, you know, one in neighborhood watch. Right now I've got one. And I've been looking at what's going on, and you know, we put out the strategic plan, and I called it a living document because I want to be able to shift personnel. You know, as we see, Bob Brandon is absolutely inundated, and we were going to put a CSO in code enforcement, train them, and put them with the NPU. I'm not sure that adding another Bob Brandon to be able to tackle more of this trash wouldn't be a better use of that. And I've been looking at the CSOs for patrol and saying, okay, right now, if my officers, and we've issued a ton of them, issue a Reading Municipal Code violation, it goes to the DA. They have no deputy DA to prosecute them, so they get a letter, and if they don't respond, nothing happens. There's no warrants issued, nothing. Well, an entry-level deputy DA could be funded by one of those CSO positions with a little help from the county. So maybe diverting a CSO to the DA's office to hire an attorney that does nothing but prosecute our Reading Municipal Code violations is a better use of that money. So we're evaluating those things, and the answer is, Terry, yes, I will always take staffing. Whether or not council approves to purchase land instead of spending that money, that's a question for them. I can't answer
right.
that.
Right, and I know you couldn't answer that, but I think it's important that we know. The other thing is, too, is that I've noticed, and I know you guys
is this the second question?
I was driving by the police station on Sunday.
Hey, Terry, is this the second question?
This is the second question,
okay. And
I can hold.
Okay. Hey, then we'll take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And tomorrow, October the 13th, from 5 to 7 p.m., 2143 Hilltop Drive is the Crowned Heads Roadshow. An original cure-all for everything you want when they have. They're going to be introducing the new La Carilla and La Marias cigars. And it's not going to be your typical road show. There's not going to be a bunch of girls there, you know, running around with tight t-shirts on. It's going to be, it's going to be a story about cigars and all these things that you can just have a great time. And I tell you what, I've been to those before. It's a philosophy, soundtracks. It's got it all there. It's going to be a unique mix of a one-day-only special deal featuring Four Kicks, Headley, Grange, J.D., Howard Reserves, Jericho Hill, La Imperosa, and more. Tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. For more information, give them a call, 223-2049. We'll be right back.
6 to 8 years to arrive, and if you follow them, be out tomorrow, but if be out the sun, you might as well be walking on the sun.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 50 degrees. Our high today are 79. And Carl, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. And boy, do I need a haircut. I'm getting shaggy. It's coming down over my ears. And it's the best place ever to get a haircut. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned store with discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. It is an outstanding place. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Let's go back to the phones. Terry, you're on the line. And what was your second question?
Second question, Terry.
Well, so in lieu of the fact that we have a city council, that D&E, we're supposed to trust them with that money, that they're going to give it to you guys like they should. In fact, in doing that, they've already shown that they're more willing to spend it on a golf course than they are willing to help public safety. The homeless issue here has gotten insane, and very quickly, Sally and I were in six states over the last 2 weeks. And we were traveling, and we had to take a lot of back roads on the tour bus we were on because of all the construction. We saw in Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., six homeless people. We drove through some neighborhoods because the bus had to go that way with the construction, saying, this really isn't a neighborhood we want to be in. When I got back to Reading, I was appalled. And one of the things, I don't know how you can stop this, but I want to ask how you can. And that is that in going by Parkview Market, people walked out of there. They had quarts of beer, went over and sat on the front lawn in front of the police station and drank their beer in their bags. I mean, there's people out there with Budweiser coolers. When I went to the, I really don't know. I know it's low priority, but is there something that, can you take it away? I mean, is there something anybody can do, or do we just go back to we need more CSOs?
Okay, well, thanks, Terry.
And that goes to that to what I was talking about that deputy district attorney, because, you know, drinking in the park is a Reading Municipal Code violation. They don't prosecute them. So basically, when our officers issue those citations, they crumple them up, throw them on the ground and say, why do you give us those? Nobody does anything. Nothing ever happens. Well, I want to make something happen. We're losing the teeth in our enforcement, especially in the Reading Municipal Code violations, because they get a letter, they don't respond to the letter. That crowd that hangs out at City Hall, you know, my captain, one of them hiked up her skirt the other day and started peeing on the lawn. And my captain got out of his car and said, you know, hey, not what are you doing? And she's like, I'm almost finished. Threw her skirt down.
Did he arrest her?
To walk off. She cited her. But, you know, for public urination, but again, Reading Municipal Code violation.
What about publicly exposing yourself, which is a sex crime?
No, it's not. Not unless you do it for sexual intent. You have to have a sexual intent to expose yourself.
Did the captain get aroused?
No.
Oh.
Would you?
Well, what about...
I'm just saying.
There are guys who may be people who have... what's the word I'm trying to say here? They may be called sexual predators because they were... They exposed themselves while they were, like, urinating after being drunk one night.
That is public urination. That is not indecent exposure. Indecent exposure has to have a sexual intent, and that's why they have a 290 registration.
All right.
So,
okay.
You know, the problem is where we're having a major problem in the parks, and we've turned the neighborhood police unit on the parks, you know, for the summer months, and, you know, they've issued hundreds of citations and done hundreds of checkouts, but the brazenness of the criminal element because of these restrictions on the police and laws and the fact that they know they're not going to get held accountable for that. They know the jail's full. It's making them more brazen and bolder, not just with the officers, but with our business owners as well, because they know if we show up, there's not going to be a consequence. We need bed space so that sheriff can hold them so there becomes a consequence for doing wrong again. We don't have that anymore. And it's getting frustrating for the citizens, and it's frustrating for the officers. I completely agree with the guy on the phone. I am frustrated as living hell that I get yelled at on a consistent basis as the police chief for decisions that are made in Sacramento or, you know, by laws, by judges. We are the police. We investigate crime, we arrest criminals, and we want to see them locked up and held accountable for that. But our system in California, if Proposition 57 passes in November, that's going to be round three. And he's redefining what's violent crime. He isn't just saying, hey, let's take our low-level offenders and send them out of prison on early parole. He's going to take sentencing essentially out of the hands of judges and put it on a board of the State Department of Corrections, and they will be able to recompute their time served and credits for time served based on their population management, not on punishment. Not on rehabilitation, but population management. That is what this is all about, is getting the state's criminal numbers that are in prison down to what the judges said it had to be. And it's negatively affecting our community as well as many communities in California.
And there's a lot of people that are against this. The DAs are against it. Everybody's against this one. Maybe this one won't pass. But then they're going to find another way to push people down on us. Let's get right down to brass tacks here. We don't have enough jail space. We don't have a place where we can put these people. And so, okay, we pass D. You know, frankly, putting more police on the streets and all this, I understand what we're talking about, you know, because then, you know, at least it'll damp down things. And then when you call, it won't be 2 hours before somebody shows up. I mean, I understand that. But let's just get right down to the underlying cause here. We have no place to put these jerks.
We need jail bed space.
And it's going to be 2 years before one spot's built. And the ridiculousness of this whole thing is, why can't we put up a temporary facility to hold people?
Because the California Code of Regulations, and Tom will go into this in great detail, the California Code of Regulations is very strict on how you have to house them, what you have to give them. Read it. It's ridiculous. We can't just, you know, get a warehouse and, you know, I mean, you can't do that. What Joe Arpaio is doing in Arizona or New Mexico or wherever he is, you can't do that here. It's California. And so,
do you remember the plan I showed you about mm-hmm. using modular facilities to hold them? I mean, Marines lived in them.
I lived in them.
You lived in them. They have bathrooms. And they got the whole thing. But you can't do that.
There are hotels in California that are 4-star hotels that can't house prisoners in the California Department of Corrections because the ceilings are too low. The requirements are ridiculous. Now, what the plan does do is increase the amount that we do have. Some sheriffs that have bed space. Tom doesn't have enough money to ship enough people there. It gives him money to ship more people out of county that are sentenced to free up.
It costs less to put somebody, let's say, in Lassen County than it is to keep them here.
Yes, but Lassen County, I think, is full.
Okay, I'm just saying Lassen County, but there's other places that are less than we have. Then it costs.
There's
us
some
to keep
less,
them.
And there's some more. Yeah, obviously, you got
to. Why don't we find those places that it costs less and ship everybody there? Because we're actually
Tom's
saving
been doing
money.
That. We've actually been spending about $550,000 a year on out of county bed space. You know, the fact of the matter is that California is systematically dismantling its criminal justice system. And we are the intake into that criminal justice system, but we're not the total system. And we are continuing, you know, the neighborhood police unit.
I'm being chewed out here on the chat room.
the neighborhood police unit has made over 700 arrests since January. That's four officers, you know, a sergeant and a corporal. Over 700 arrests. But because of Prop 47, the amount that are felony versus misdemeanor has flip-flopped. Drugs are a misdemeanor.
And if they're a misdemeanor, yeah, but if they steal things off, that's a misdemeanor.
If they commercial burglary, unless they steal over $950, is a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor. That's
so
right.
So the problem is that the California police chief just released a report of statewide data. Statewide property crime is up 8%. There's some communities that are up in double digits. You know, we went up about 7% last year, and we're up about 1.7% this year. It's ridiculous.
So but it's remember, 8.7%, almost 9%.
But
up.
Go back. Remember, we went up 30% the first year of prison realignment.
So it's 30% plus those. So we're up almost 50%.
Well, if it's 30%, then it went down 12%, and then it kind of stayed stable, and now we're starting to climb again.
Okay, so
we're up 30, at least 35%.
35%
since 2011, yeah. Since prison realignment passed. So you got to look at the cumulative over a 5-year period. Things are not getting better in, you know, crime wise in the city of Reading right now. What I do want people to realize, though, when I talk to police chiefs throughout the state, and, you know, I agree with Terry. I went to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, you know, for the War College. I didn't see a homeless person. But when I travel the state of California for the National Guard, every city in California is dealing with the same stuff.
Why doesn't Carlisle, Pennsylvania have homeless people? Did you ask police?
Because they all come to California.
Did you ask police?
No, I was in school all weekend.
Well, no,
but,
I know that. And that was being a little facetious. But how come there are places that don't have it? They have the same laws, obviously, that we do.
Well, California has some more restrictive laws because, yeah, remember, what's passed by the California Supreme Court doesn't apply to other states.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, this idea that panhandling is a right to free speech, that's California Supreme Court. That's not the U.S. Supreme Court. So we have restrictions in California there are decisions that are made in Sacramento that are frustrating to us as well. We want to take bad guys to jail. We want to protect our community, and we feel like our hands are being tied on a consistent basis.
We can't send people out of state.
No, you can't. Only the state of California can do that.
Okay. All right, take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, John and Sarah have worked extremely hard since they began this business 8 years ago and over there on Larkspur, and they have become a success, and it's because personal service, customer service, great gunsmithing. I had just somebody I was talking to the other day that brought their gun over to John Bastiani, and he had bought it someplace else, and he said, look, this wasn't working, and John fixed the pistol, didn't charge him for it, and said, hey, you know what, this is, and so, you know, he's made a customer for life. But that's the kind of things that John Bastiani does. Has everything, all the shooting equipment you could want, ammunition, everything at a very fair price. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 48 degrees going up to 79 today.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. What or where is District 4? District 4 includes Castella, Lakehead, Mountain Gate, City of Shasta Lake, and Northeast Reading. I retired after 32 and a half years from Mare Island Naval Shipyard in Vallejo. Part of that time was spent supervising around 50 to 100 people on 3 shifts, overhauling the front end of nuclear submarines, managing budgets and design problems. Recently, as chair of LAFCO, working with the special districts, cities, county, and the executive officer, I helped to facilitate the completion of long overdue 50-plus MSRs and SOIs. This required leadership and good communication skills to help keep everyone on the same page. I ask for your vote. Thank you.
It's tent sale time this weekend, all weekend, and Reading Key is moving them all to the Mount Shasta Mall. This is the big one.
You'll save lots of money with 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2016 Optimas, Fortes, and Rios, and 2017 Fortes and Sorentos.
Get $2,500 Kia customer cash on all 2016 Fortes and Optimas.
Choose from 52 new Optimas and 38 new Sorentos while they last.
And leasing's easy with $6,900 Kia lease cash on 16 Sedonas and $4,600 Kia lease cash on 17 Sorentos.
Don't miss this sale this weekend at the Mount Shasta Mall. All of the cars will be there and priced to move.
Complimentary oil changes for life with every vehicle purchased. It's going to be fun.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charges on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Must lease through Kia Motors Finance. Release offer ends 10/31.
Reading Kia is at the Mount Shasta Mall this weekend.
ReadingKia.com.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council. and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Good morning, everybody.
Everybody having a good day out there.
Yeah, Carla Lindebach back with our Free Fire Radio morning program. Here it's currently 50 degrees. Our highs today will be 79 as temperatures stay in the beautiful weather description today. As we progress through the week, it's going to be rainy. Wanted to also remind you about Friday and Saturday night. Well, the CDs came. I know everybody's been saying, I heard you. I just went to go drive in for a car. I heard your CD is out. What just happened with my mic?
Nothing.
But it was the headphone amp still.
Headphone amp. Okay. So anyway, Friday and Saturday night, Armando's. Let's see if I house. 768-1241 is the phone number. I think we're close to being sold out on Friday night. You know, it's very limited seating. If you've been there, it's a gallery, and he has dining tables inside the gallery. So I was thinking it was 50, but it's more along the lines, I think, 25 to 30. So he could squeeze another table in. But we are sold out on Friday. Saturday, there's a few tickets left. They're $35. That gets you your night of the concert and
dinner?
An appetizer. And then
dinner.
One appetizer.
One appetizer and a dinner, though.
Well, no, you have to order your dinner. So on top of your ticket price would be, if you want dinner, you get that. So the $35 is paying for your two nights in the night in Paris with Armando's. That includes an appetizer. Also that night, we're going to be debuting the CD. I just wanted, because everybody's asking. CDs came in the mail. I have just a very limited amount that I ordered. And I will be selling them at the live shows only. And there may be a few at the Enjoy store. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens because I know that there's pre-orders already and that that's what we're going to be doing that night. So you need to, you just rolled your eyes. You didn't know that the tickets included just one appetizer and admission.
I thought it was, anyway.
No, your dinner's on top of that.
Okay.
And wine and whatever else you wanted.
Got
to
it.
So.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be a great night. Come down and join us Friday and Saturday night. Over here with Ryan. But to go down and get ready for this, you have to go down to Dan Line Boutique.
Absolutely.
They've got it all right there. And if you're looking for the perfect gift, it's at Dan Line Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And my face is red. The veins are sticking out on my forehead. All the blood's rushed away from my temporal lobe, which means I have no reasoning left. And they're talking about the things that we've lost our rights. The clowns have taken over the circus. The governor wants to pass a proposition that if you rape somebody, that's no longer a serious offense.
If they're unconscious.
If they're unconscious. Oh, okay, they're unconscious. If they pull a gun on a cop and they're still alive, that's no longer a felony. Just all these things are just, and that's what the governor wants. And the last two times we've done this, we've gotten overrun in crime, and it's still going on. And the bottom line in this whole thing is jails. Jail, 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 jail. Should we spend most of the money on a jail then?
Well, the county's already got the funding for the 64 beds for the ARC.
That's
part of it. 64 beds would be in the basement when they build the ARC. 64 beds would be in Justice 1, and 64 beds would be in Justice 2 when the courthouse is fully built. Now the courthouse has been delayed.
If and when that ever happens.
I actually have an idea of how we can get those. The measure itself actually calls for the basement and one of the two courtrooms. If the county added about $700,000 to that, they could get the other 64 beds in the other courtroom. But I have an idea of how we can get those 64 beds early, and I'm talking to the courts and Tom about how we can do that.
Well, how early? Next week?
As soon as the ARC is built.
So that's When's that going to be built?
It's
2 years?
2018.
Could we be overrun by that point?
No, I mean, I think if Tom can ship some more out and we can find the county bed space to send them to, I think the more that we can send out of county, the more you know, pre-sentence bed space. Pre-sentence bed space is where we really need it, so we can get these people. If you don't want to, you know, take the opportunity to rehabilitate yourself that we're giving you, then you need to get locked up until you make that decision, because I can't make the decision for them.
Okay, well, then maybe we should take the money that's going, I mean, the millions, and then focus on sending people all over the state.
And that's the first part of it. The second part of it.
No, I mean like doubling the amount of people we've got. You know, well, we need money for this.
Well, we have
that.
We have $500,000 going to from the California Community Corrections Partnership towards out of county bed space, and what's in the measure would go on top of that. So that would give Tom close to $1 million a year to send people out of county.
So what if he had $2 million? Would that alleviate the problem?
The way that it's structured right now, and the way the implementation team put it together, is that he gets a certain amount, so that the rest could be put towards the capital improvements that need to be made in the jail so that the county doesn't take out a bond to create the extra bed space.
Would $2 million help alleviate
the numbers? Oh, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. Yeah, it'll help.
And you could use that to send people out to other jails, which would allow us to start putting people away.
The biggest problem that Tom has is right now is that other jails are filling up too. So, you know, it's finding the bed space and then – you know, a lot of the other sheriffs, the reason we need our own bed space and we can't just contract it all is a lot of the other sheriffs won't take them if they're a behavioral problem. They won't take
them
if they're a medical problem. So,
you
know,
if
they're crazy, they won't take them. So, you know, it's limited on who Tom can spend, but he could still find enough to send them out of county. The inmates hate going out of county because then they're away from mama. And mama's got to drive farther to visit them and put money on their commissary tickets. And, you know, it's an inconvenience to them. And that's what I think jail should be, is an inconvenience. People should not want to go to jail.
But they should fear having to go to jail, and they don't now. So this is why I'm saying is, wouldn't it seems to me, is if we can move 100 people out of that jail and put them in different places, now we can put 100 people in there to hold them.
Yeah, if we could find, like I said, it is difficult to find sheriffs that will actually take them. That's why we need to increase Tom's capacity to hold them locally, because the states shucked their responsibility completely off onto the counties.
Okay. Well, hey, I hate to almost ask this, but 4 minutes left. Any good news?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about what the neighborhood police unit's been able to do.
I've heard good things about them.
You know, they're out knocking them dead. They've set a goal for themselves for 1,000 arrests by the end of the year, and I think they can get pretty close to hitting that.
A 1,000 arrests and not one in jail.
Pretty close, yeah. You know, this idea that you know they had with Proposition 47 to make drugs misdemeanors is just ridiculous, and they're starting to feel the effects of it. And you know, heroin is a nationwide problem, and I'm going to do a town hall meeting probably sometime after the election. I don't want, you know, to do it before then and have people say that I did it just to sway the election. So,
people are saying things now like, oh, they're not going after these people because, you know, the police are sandbagging it, because then they'll say, oh, we need money. And I said that's not true.
That's not true. And we have been – we have been working and working and working, and we're taking people to jail on a daily basis. We're still averaging over 20 arrests a day. But Tom's got 5 beds available per day. So, you know, the until we can get some bed space, it is
– 5 beds per day.
That's 5 to 7
by the way,
beds
Sheriff
per day.
DeFinco, I think, will be on next Wednesday.
And Tom averages 40 to 50 bookings a day.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I've it's frustrating. And it's frustrating when – you know, 2 years ago, we did it. You know, the homeless issue, if you look at what Redding's dealing with, it is homelessness, it is property crime, and it is a lack of jail bed space and resources to be able to deal with the criminal element. A lot of those homeless, over 50% of the ones we surveyed in the police study, self-admitted that mental health and drug addiction or both was a reason that they were homeless. So, you know, we have to find some solutions to those issues, but... remember, our survey showed that one-third came for family and friends that invited them to help them. We're not going to move I-5. A lot of them are just traveling around, and they run out of money, and they get stranded here. And one-third said they came for services. Reading is a hub city. It is not a county seat. And the surrounding counties to Shasta County have no services, and Reading does. And, you know, when you talk about Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Modoc, Tehama, this is where they come. Because we have the stuff.
We have more stuff. Okay. Hey, by the way, Measure D and E and a Proposition 61 form tonight at 6 p.m. at the Vets Hall. It's a CVAC event. Come get your questions answered and be part of the alternative solutions there. And that's tonight at the Vets Hall, and it's at 6 p.m. Measure D and E and Prop 61.
And there's a town hall forum tonight with the implementation team sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce at the Red Lion.
Okay. Hey, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Hasn't reached the. I used to say, well, the first time that little old lady gets cracked in the head, things will change. But that's happened, and nothing's changed. It's gotten worse.
All right, so this is not slit your wrist radio.
No, but this is reality radio. This is reality radio.
Well, and I assure people that your Reading Police Department is still out working very hard to try to get this criminal element and get him into jail and get him locked up as they should be.
Thank you, Rob Paletti.
Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Primula Danuka, it's Cancer Awareness Month. She's going to be talking about breast cancer awareness and others tomorrow. Have a great day, Linda. I'm so happy to be back, hon.
All right. Good. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's right.
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge has extended voter registration in Florida by 6 days to the 18th of the month because of the disruption and damage caused by Hurricane Matthew. The Florida Democratic Party went to court after Republican Governor Rick Scott refused a request to extend the deadline. In the words of Donald Trump, "I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with a lot of these people." Trump referring to GOP leaders who have abandoned his campaign. Trump's also catching some flack from the UN's human rights chief.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said that it would be, quote, "dangerous from an international point of view if Donald Trump is elected President of the United States next month."
Correspondent Jamie Keaton in Geneva. People in low-lying areas of eastern North Carolina being urged to evacuate ahead of floodwaters from Hurricane Matthew. Many evacuees now living in shelters.
I've been to those shelters.